dictation for Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Esther, E-S-T-E-R, May 1890. Address as a letter to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, and P, 875-5023. Dear Mrs. Akers, follow up for Kelsey with biopsy proving primary FSGS and nephrotic syndrome. Last visit in October. Recently evaluated endocrinology at Cleveland Clinic. No changes of medications. She's off prednisone already 7 weeks. We tried prednisone, but she developed significant weight gain, mood disturbance, for what we were forced to wean the medication fast. There was a partial response based on proteinuria. She has preserved kidney function. She is developing again diffuse edema. She's back to work. There is obesity, fatigue, no reported nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no decrease in urination, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Next paragraph, present medications, blood pressure metoprolol, for polycystic ovarian syndrome on metformin, otherwise medications for depression, anxiety, allergies, recently started on weight reduction treatment with Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V as in Victor Y. Has received already 2 shots, no major gastrointestinal side effects. Next paragraph, pressing weight 260, blood pressure 118.96, alert to the intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, ascites, edema lower extremities, as well as hands. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, albumin low, 2.9. Protein creatinine ratio 11, normal potassium acid base, minor decreased sodium, normal glucose, calcium, normal creatinine 0.73. Next paragraph, I want to highlight from the renal biopsy on the electron microscopy. There was extensive foot process effacement with pseudovilias transformation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Primary FSGS with nephrotic syndrome. Partial response to prednisone, however, did not tolerate it because of weight gain, mood instability. We discussed about second regimen. Recommendations are for tacrolimus. She has preserved kidney function, minor diastolic blood pressure, which probably relates to obesity, and no evidence of vessel disease on biopsy. She needs minimal 4 months of treatment if tolerated to assess for partial or complete response, and another 6 months of weaning down medication. Overall chances to respond is in the level of 2/3 to 75%. Other alternative medicines include CellCept. We are trying to avoid the steroids altogether. We need to add also ACE inhibitors, ARBs, for the purpose of severe proteinuria and blood pressure control. Agree with present management of weight reduction with Wegovy. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Side effects of medication discussed with patient and husband, which is on the phone. She follows with gynecology and endocrinologists for the polycystic ovarian syndrome, infertility. Obviously, she cannot conceive with exposure to tacrolimus or CellCept. We will keep educating patients and start treatment soon. End of dictation.